Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776, if you wish to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hope you're all off work and not stuck in too much traffic, but enough traffic to listen to us for the next hour.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, you only want to listen to the last hour, not the last hour?
Last hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And then just ditch me.
Oh, I'm sure the people will still be around, but hopefully not dealing with too much traffic today. J-Mark wants to know what seed LSU will land with their loss today.
I can't imagine them being lower than a 3.
Yeah.
When you consider, Texas Tech was also in that same group and them losing. And by the way, LSU losing to Florida, not really a lot of shame in that. Florida's at least a tournament team. West Virginia's not a tournament team. They were the worst team in the conference. Yeah. So if Texas Tech's a 3 seed, I think you have to make LSU a 3 seed. Because what I think the committee can't do is go into like seeding these teams based on, well, they don't have their head coach. I don't think that's fair to what they've done all year. I mean, yeah. Do I think that it's going to affect it? Absolutely. But do I think you should seed based on that? No.
If I were a betting man, and I am, I bet he gets reinstated before the tournament.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I think he will. I have a fun fact for you from the Ryan Tannehill trade, which if you missed it, somehow the Dolphins managed to unload him on the Titans. So, care to guess
they've
the two?
Been bamboozled.
Care to guess the quarterbacks left on the Miami roster right now?
Oh, I don't know that I can name one.
Jake Rudock, nope. And Luke Falk.
Oh my God!
And here's a fun stat for you.
I hope one of those guys is a starting quarterback on Sunday. I
mean, Rudock has thrown 5 regular season passes with the Lions in 2017.
Okay.
Falk has never thrown a regular season pass. So as Mike Kay tweeted out, Los Angeles Rams punter Johnny Hecker has thrown 14 more NFL passes than the Miami Dolphins' current quarterback room.
Jeez, it's not good.
Now, I know they use him a lot, but I thought that was kind of a fun little stat.
That's alarming if you're a Dolphins fan. I know you want to tank, but that might go beyond tanking.
I've got to assume they're drafting one.
Oh,
or making some kind of trade. And the Texans did get former Browns corner Brian Body Calhoun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would say that they've won? They've won the offseason?
No, they have not. They're still. I just don't think they're going to be as they're constructed right now. I don't think they're a playoff team.
It's hard to think that.
I think the Colts are still better than them and proved it at the end of the season last year. I think the Titans are going to be better. And I think the Jags are a little bit of a wild card because if Nick Foles comes in and plays really well, I think they're better than the Texans. So yeah. We'll see. It's not done yet. I'm not ready to give up on them. But and Cody wrote a story on SportsMap today that you guys should check out if you're interested in the Texans. That he thinks they're better despite not doing much in free agency. And his reasons were, so, you know, Tyrann Mathieu is not $20 million better than Tayshaun Gibson. Like he says, I don't even believe he was the right type of safety for the Texans. He was a mismatch problem on bigger players, specifically tight ends, where Gibson thrives. I've said that. He also says he was the third best safety on the team last season, not playing as well as Kareem when he was at safety or the total body of Justin Reed. I'll agree with that. But he said he makes a case that Gibson's an upgrade. And he also believes that if Kareem was going to be a cornerback for you next year, then Roby's a better option. And that I don't know that I would argue with.
What about the option of keeping Kareem as a safety?
Well, apparently they weren't interested in that.
Okay.
And, you know, okay.
Well, but they lost four cornerbacks, and they've replaced them with two cornerbacks. So, and not that, you know, I mean, Kevin Johnson is sort of a loss because, I mean, he was a guy that you were going to count on last year. Obviously, Kareem Jackson, Sharice Wright, and Kayvon Webster, they're not as important as those other guys. But at the same time, you've got to think when you look at like the addition today, Body Calhoun, that guy, you can't look at him as a guy who's replacing a starter.
No, he's replacing special teams guy.
Yeah,
basically.
He's replacing Kayvon Webster, probably.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Sharice Wright, one of those guys.
But you need some guys to start replacing your starters. You need starter replacement level guys.
He also says, also, this team won 11 games last season. Don't let a disappointing playoff performance skew how this team played. Deshaun Watson is going to improve, and that is the most important thing about this team.
Also, note that when they won those 11 games, their schedule allowed them to play basically a who's who of hobo quarterbacks all season long. And how did they do against awful quarterback teams versus how they did against decent to well quarterback teams? It's pretty lopsided. So I get that this was an 11-win team, but I think for that to be not fool's gold, they had to really make some splashes this offseason, and so far they've done nothing to make me think that they're going to be improved.
They were an 11-win team with a lot of very close finishes, too, which we see that a couple of years ago. The Raiders won 12 games with a lot of close games like that, and what happened the next year? It evened out, and they weren't as good. So that's where I'm concerned because I look at this and say, yeah, they were 11-5. They could easily have been 8-8. If things had gone differently, and would you be sitting on your hands like this if you were 8-8?
Would the Texans? Yeah.
Well, they would, but I mean, yeah. But I think they'd be getting ripped more for it. So I don't know. I kind of feel like they get a pass from people, and I don't really think they should. But Cody's article's up there, so you can go check it out. And Joel actually has a video that. Says Alex Bregman's contract situation is why Kyler Murray chose the NFL.
Well.
So.
Remember Alex Bregman's contract situation? That dude just got $6 million the day he signed, so.
True.
I don't know. I mean, I see the upside to both. And the reality is once Kyler Murray's in his, let's say, early to mid-30s, it's a lot easier to get paid in baseball than it is in football at that point.
Yeah, it's just, do you want to wait that long? I mean,
I don't know. I guess I would be looking at the long game if I were, that caliber of an athlete. But
I think I would just take – I'd go play whichever one I like best. And I think that's what he's doing.
That's kind of the move.
And Polillo has a column up about how the Texans continue to underwhelm in the offseason. There's Bookie Busters from Jerry Bowe, and there's Sam Houston Race Park picks for tonight for me, all on Sportsman.
How you feeling about that card?
I'm feeling decent. I like tomorrow's card quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be pumped. Well, I probably won't be playing tonight because I'm flying back. But
we drove by the race park here.
Yeah, Lone Star Park, which is not far from here. As a matter of fact, whenever I used to go to I'd play tournaments there, and sometimes I'd go to when they had big races, I would always stay over here at the same hotel that we stayed at last time we were here in Arlington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is mostly known for pay-per-views in the lobby. That's the and I think anybody who knows which hotel I'm talking about has seen it.
Okay.
So, not quite Vegas.
Is that the hotel that that you stayed at when we were at the Super Bowl?
No, that was a different one.
Okay.
But the you weren't here the last time we came to do a fight here. I think it was Michael Pearson who filled in for you.
Okay.
And we were staying in that hotel, and I was telling him.
Where was I? I was at a fight in Vegas.
I think you were doing something. You were either, I think you were cornering for somebody at a UFC fight is what it was. Because it was a pretty big deal for it would have to be for you to miss one of these shows.
Yeah.
But 713-780-3776. Mont says, maybe I'm a crazy or just a Texan fan, but Foles to the Jags doesn't do it for me. I think they will be worse.
I don't think they'll be worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that they've got this massive upgrade that they think they've got.
It could very well be like a Kirk Cousins situation where maybe you're not, even though you're getting a better player, maybe it's not going to make as much of a difference as you thought. But he said, have we forgot about the Rams? I tend to discount that because all those guys that played under Jeff Fisher sucked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jared Goff turned it around in 1 year with a new coach, and Case Keenum went and had a big year with a new coach, and Foles has been really good when he's been in for the Eagles. So I do discount the Rams. I haven't forgotten it, but I think it's Jeff Fisher. And I don't think Jeff Fisher is a very good coach.
No, he's proven not to be successful.
832, Mark said he won the Whiskey Social ticks. Thanks us. Good job, man. You dialed well. Congratulations.
All right. I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson, guys. You need to get in and check them out. If you're looking for a new bike, there's only one place to go in Houston. Republic Harley-Davidson, over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state. Staff's friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department, and they've got great specials going right now. If you get to Republic Harley-Davidson right now, take advantage of their 0.99% APR, zero down financing on 2019 Softail and Touring models for qualified customers now through March 23rd. And they've got up to 75% off licensed Harley-Davidson merchandise right now. Check them out this Saturday. Savings of the Green. Demo rides on all 2019 Harley-Davidson models. Savings across all departments. And they're doing a bike night. They did them all last year. They're going to do them again this year. Saturday, March 30th, from 6 to 9 p.m., they're going to have some great live music, some tasty grub from Fuddruckers, door prizes, demo rides, and more. Come see why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com. Replaced with an empty wish to give.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here from AT&T Stadium, as we get you ready for Spence Jr. and Garcia tomorrow night here at AT&T Stadium. I'm interested to see what kind of crowd they get because, boy, they had that whole lower bowl and second level filled up for just the weigh-ins.
Yeah. And it should be a nice little crowd.
One of my favorite things is to go outside because everybody congregates by the media entrance just hoping somebody famous comes out. So it's always like to walk out and everybody looks and like, is that anybody famous? No. And then they all look disappointed. So I get to break their hearts.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do you see that? Here's a name I haven't heard in forever. But apparently, an anonymous NFL team saw this guy throwing so well during Clemson's pro day. They approached him and asked him if he would be willing to make an NFL comeback. He's a 38-year-old former quarterback.
We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lossman?
J.P. Lossman,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
J.P. Lossman looking better than ever. And J.P. Lossman, by the way, was a bum in the NFL. Like, there's no... He was never good. He should have never been drafted in the first round. He was one of those guys who... He had some good measurables. Like, he moved really well, and that's what people were really into at the time. But he got drafted the same year as Eli, Phillip, and Ben. He was the fourth quarterback taken in that first round. Those other three guys have gone on to Hall of Fame careers.
And one of these things is not like another.
One
like
of
the
these
others.
Things is not like the other.
Did you see your buddy George R. R. Martin went off on the Odell Beckham trade?
No. Why does he care?
Well, he's like a big New York guy, I guess. I thought he was more of a Jets fan because he always shows up at Jets games. But he's got this whole long post where he says, I thought the last two seasons were rough for Giants fan. Next year is going to make them look like the good old days. Someone pinch me. I'm having a big blue nightmare.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I just don't want to kind of throw this in there, but rather than writing about the Giants, could you finish
write
your
a book.
Book? Go finish your damn book.
You've got a job to do, sir.
So I don't know what's going on down there now. I think they're testing stuff, but it's getting louder.
Party.
Yeah, well, there you go. If I can hear it through my headphones, it's probably loud. So there's a lot of country music being played right now. Did you see we've got all kinds of stuff going on over here now. I don't know what. You know what? I'm just ready to get on the plane and go.
Really? Come on, Fred. You're not having a fun time out here?
Oh, I'm having a fun time. Of course
I am. This has been a great time.
Yeah, it has. It's been one of the better trips that we've had in terms of just having fun. So that'll be a good one to retire on.
So, you're not retiring. I know you too well.
We'll see. Yeah, just like you're not going out tonight.
the odds are probably about equal.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Somebody said, any more love stories from the bar last night? No, because I actually left. You guys went back to the same bar.
Yeah, you went.
And I decided while I was in the Uber that it was a bad idea that I was going and I should go home. And didn't tell anybody.
You didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, I just didn't think you guys would miss me.
We all missed you, Fred.
So, yeah. I don't know about that.
The ladies miss you.
No, not at all.
And Fernando missed you.
And Ferdinand.
Fernando.
Was it Fernando or Ferdinand?
I think Fernando.
Okay, whichever. But
he was there.
But yeah, so no stories from me beyond what we've already... Although I don't remember buying gummies. Apparently I spent too much for them.
You did overpay for marijuana last night. Nick was kind enough to give you some money because you didn't have any cash on you.
Right.
So you yelled out your PIN code for your ATM at Nick and tried to get him to go get you money. But instead he just gave you money, and then you gave all the money to the drug dealer.
Drug dealer is such an ugly word.
And you got like $40 worth of pot for $100.
Well, you're on the road. It's not as easy.
I mean, I feel like you probably could have negotiated a little bit better.
Yeah, but I just, you know.
You just wanted it to be a quick and easy transaction.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So now I know I owe Nick $100.
You owe Nick $100.
Which I wish I'd known. I would have gone to an ATM on the way here instead of.
Before you changed your PIN?
Yeah, exactly. 713 said, just turned 21. My grandma bought me a scratch off and I won $250,000.
Nice.
Should I just go to Vegas or play the main event? Man, I would save that money.
Yeah, I would.
that's what I would do.
I would invest. I would maybe buy a house. Would be a good move.
Yeah, at 21, that stuff will disappear fast if you let it.
Yeah.
So I would. I would make sure.
If you just turned 21 and you got $250,000, do not go to Vegas.
Yeah, because it could turn into $12,000 real fast. And the whole reason you gamble is to make money.
And the problem is when you're drunk, if you showed up at the casino with $250,000.
Oh, they'll take it.
And then you, like, you'll justify in your head, oh, if I lose this, still worst case scenario, I go home with $50,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, worst case, if I lose this, I'll still go home with $10,000 in my pocket. And that's a lot. But then you realize, oh, my God, I just lost $240,000.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I believe it.
Not that that's ever happened to me.
What if he decides to take his favorite radio show on a trip to Vegas?
No, I don't want to do it. But I will say I've taken a good amount of money out there before, and I've done that same justification of, well, if I just play this one more hand and leave, I'll still, you know, only be down this much. But it's that's not a fun way to count.
Yeah, I've been there before too. And you're just like, what the hell? And like, I got $300 left, and it's like, I could just go back to the room and call it a night. Or, what the hell, let's bet all 300 on this race.
Exactly.
And see where it gets us. So, we've done that. Especially as the Texans get a pass on because the expectations aren't as high as the other teams in Houston. Is that fair?
No, it shouldn't be.
I don't think it. I really don't think that's true. I mean, maybe fans expect the Astros and Rockets to be in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
And so that may be fair, but no, I think in reality the expectations should be higher than they are. So oh boy.
Someone's writing their room number on your back.
I see, which doesn't mean no good because I'm leaving. they're telling AJ he's going out tonight.
Yep, I'm not doing it.
I think you're going to.
I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
I don't have anybody to take care of me. Nick's unreliable when we're out drinking because Nick is one of those dudes, he doesn't like to admit when he's had too much to drink. He just likes
none to. None of us like to admit it. Let's be honest.
That's probably
fair. I don't like to admit it.
I do wish last night that – so last night when Joel, to his credit, closed down the hotel bar, second night in a row.
But was also very responsible.
He had zero drinks despite copious amounts of peer pressure.
Oh, God, we were trying.
And he said, no, I'm just not going to do it, which, okay. I thought it was cool of him to at least hang out and not act like a cop. So that was good. But it would have been – I would have felt better when we went to the gay bar last night if Joel had come with us again because it's always nice having the one guy with you that you know is sober enough that,
yeah,
like, he's not going to let the cops take you or
right.
Something like that. Like, it's always good to have that.
Or and Fernando.
No offense to Nick, but I've seen Nick go from good, good, good to not nearly good, like really bad. So I didn't feel safe with it. Well, yeah, we did have Leonard, and he was relatively sober. But Alex Gold was helpful. He was sober too. The difference is though, I don't think Leonard would have. If one of us was going to jail, I think Leonard would have been like, "Oh well, sorry." You know, I feel like, you know, Alex Gold, maybe he would help us. He'd help out the team. You know, he'd talk to the cop and be like, "Look. Look, officer, this guy is no trouble."
All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN.
Halfway through.
Yeah.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So apparently John Elway has a favorite phrase he uses whenever the Broncos do anything.
F bitches get money?
No, not that one.
Uh-oh.
Apparently,
make it rain?
That would be better. When he was talking about Joe Flacco, he basically said that he says the success he's had as a starter in the playoffs, we thought he would be a perfect fit for us.
Okay.
I'd like to hear some others that he's thought would be a perfect fit.
Okay.
New head coach Vic Fangio.
Okay.
Case Keenum.
Not a perfect
fit. The way that he competes, he was the perfect fit for us.
Okay.
Vance Joseph.
I don't think was a perfect fit.
No. Here's one for you. Paxton Lynch.
Oh, not a perfect fit.
C.J. Anderson.
I mean, these were perfect fits for losing organizations.
Yeah, yeah.
So if the Broncos are now a losing organization, then, you know, there is an argument to be made.
So John Elway, very positive about both C.J. Anderson and Monte Ball in the new offense, called C.J. the perfect fit.
Yeah.
Gary Kubiak, perfect fit.
I mean, Gary Kubiak worked out. He was kind of a perfect fit for them.
That worked out. Okay, here's another one that maybe not. Brock Osweiler.
Not the perfect fit.
How about John Fox?
Not the perfect fit.
How about Tim Tebow?
Perfect fit. Come on.
So, yeah.
That guy's hitting like 240. I mean, that, if that's not a perfect fit, I don't know what is.
Yeah, so he's made a lot of bold statements about perfect fits. I think he had one.
Yeah.
Out of that list.
Kubiak.
Yeah. I just kind of thought it was fun to go through and look at all of his wonderful mistakes. Still trying to see if there's...
He's either ridden really high or really low in that job.
Yeah.
Would you say overall his tenure's been a success?
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl.
So I guess
and he got the one. So,
yeah.
Now, the danger you run into is it's possible he just lucked into that because of Manning.
Absolutely.
And... when you look at his other moves, you want, especially the quarterback position, you wonder if he knows what the hell he's doing. But you know, you almost have a. I think if you win a Super Bowl, and you're a GM, you're probably getting 10 years after that Super Bowl for that.
Yeah.
In most cases, unless you do something. Guess who's interested in the Dolphins' quarterback job?
Anybody who doesn't have a job currently, Johnny Manziel.
close. Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, okay.
Of course he is. So there are some other quarterbacks still available in free agency, like Brock Osweiler.
Okay. A perfect fit.
How about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Okay.
He would be the perfect quarterback for a team like that that's trying to tank.
Yeah.
Because he'll win
but
just
he'll
enough
win you,
games.
Yeah, win enough games not to let you get what you want.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles isn't the perfect fit anywhere.
No. No. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think certainly even if they draft somebody, they kind of need a veteran of some kind
in
there,
right? Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, what round did they draft Luke Falk in?
He was like a seventh round pick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was sixth or seventh, if I'm not mistaken. So, 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a rough year there for them. But they don't mind it.
Well, sometimes you have to, and I think people are looking at the Browns and saying, oh, now the Browns are close, and look how they basically tanked by keeping Hugh Jackson as long as they did.
True.
But, it is a process that you get the right coach in there and the right quarterback, you can turn things around in a hurry. So I don't know if they have the right coach, but I know they don't have the right quarterback.
Definitely not.
And, you know, if you're going to fill in for a year, it's like, no, what the Texans did with Fitzpatrick. I mean, I think that's the kind of guy you can, you know, plug in as a veteran, and if you draft somebody better, great. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. Have you seen the new Endgame trailer yet?
No.
Everybody's talking about it. I haven't seen it yet.
I know. Because, I haven't either. But I'm not. I don't go crazy about trailers for movies or even TV shows. Like, I haven't watched the Game of Thrones full trailer that apparently has been released.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you anything, but it's kind of cool.
It's
well done.
I'll watch the show when it comes out.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the previews.
Well, I think when you have something that's as anticipated as, say, Game of Thrones or Endgame, then people want every little tidbit they can get.
Yeah.
At least I feel like that. I want to see it all. I want to consume as much
but
as I can.
But you'll see it all in the movie.
Yeah, eventually.
You just can't wait.
No, I can't wait. I want to see the damn movie. I'm excited about it. I'm as excited about that as I am, because I'm just curious how they're going to fix everything.
Yeah.
And if they come up with something really clever, that's great. But if it turns into a time travel weird thing, I'm not going to be happy with that. It almost has to be that, right?
I would think so.
So Boddy Calhoun has played in 43 career games, 21 starts with the Browns, 128 total tackles, 19 pass defense, 3 interceptions in 43 career games. He tied for the most interceptions among all rookies in 2016.
He was undrafted too, right?
Yeah, he was the only rookie to record a sack and an interception return for a TD.
All right.
So that's about it. Those are your highlights.
That's
of,
your
of
highlights.
Your new signing.
Yeah. The rest of it, he spent a lot of time on the bench.
Yep.
But, you know, he's got a good attitude. And he was Brian Gain, what'd you like about him? Well, he was a free agent. He was available.
It was cheap.
Yeah, he didn't cost us much.
We thought he was the perfect fit.
Yeah, he seems like he's going to fit right in.
Did you see this? Apparently, A.J. Hinch got kicked out of a spring training game.
How?
Said, I don't know, Dustin quoting Allison Footer's tweet, says, okay, it's getting ugly. Hinch got really angry and had to be restrained by Alex Cintron. It's Hinch who was ejected. He was walking down the left field line to the clubhouse. He also stopped and gave the third base ump an earful. Got to get your money's worth, I suppose. Spring training? Okay. Says AJ's arguing with two umpires. One of the umps ejected someone, but it was unclear if it was him or someone else, and he got mad. So, yeah, I guess you're just testing your bitch at the umpire skills for the regular season.
I guess so.
What he's doing.
Who cares? Who cares if you get ejected out of a spring training game?
Yeah. Who cares if you get ejected out of game
15? You should have kicked dirt on him. Spit on his shoes and kick dirt.
Get that suspension. That's what you want.
You think he'd be suspended for that, even in spring training?
Probably not.
I'd just say, listen, you can suspend me for the rest of the spring training games. You got me.
I had some other movie news that I wanted to get to.
All right.
But before we get too far along here. This is something that I'm totally out on, and it might surprise you. Arnold is talking about making a new Conan movie.
You don't like Conan?
I love Conan the Barbarian. I love Conan the Destroyer. I don't know that I love old man Conan on the throne, which is what this is going to be about.
What if it's Conan and he is training his son, Conan Jr., played by The Rock?
No. There is no Conan Jr.
I mean, there could be.
Yeah, well, there may be. I don't know.
Could have sown his seed with some damsel.
They want to have him play Conan when he's like 70 years old, and he's disgusted by sitting on the throne and being the king, and then something happens after that.
They've really reeled me in.
Yeah, they've really... they've done some work on this one, AJ.
So basically, we go to Conan on the throne where he's got... His boobs are now saggy and sad. His man boobs. And he doesn't like his throne. And then other stuff happens.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
After that, the movie ends. Well.
Fade to black.
You got me, guys. I'm in.
Wait, post-credit scene. I have that. Oh, man. It's nice to know that... Arnie still wants to get out there and do that. But you know what? Arnie's an old.
He is.
And you know what? Even an old can use an iPhone. I know mostly youngs use iPhone.
Pictures of my maid.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. He can also use it to get his car insurance. With Go's iPhone app, it delivers the first-ever on-demand car insurance experience. It's fast, reliable, integrated with Apple, so no questionable web forms handling your data. 21st-century solution to car insurance for those who don't feel like being stuck in the past like Arnie. And go and check it out, man. This is so easy. Snap a photo of your license. You're going to get a quote in seconds, and you use Apple Pay. That's it. That's all there is to it. So if you're still stuck in the past filling out pages of insurance paperwork when you could be doing, well, anything else, why not take a break? And while you're at it, search for Go Insurance in the App Store or visit go.insure to see how crazy fast car insurance can be. Download the Go app to get a quote in less time than it takes to say, I'll be back. That's Go Car Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at AT&T Stadium. If you get a chance, please check out the SportsMap.com today. Lots of good stuff, including Joel's video is up. Cody has a story that says the Texans are better despite the slow free agency. I think you
respectfully
should
disagree.
Yeah, but I think you should read it. Palillo has his weekly column, says the Texans continue to underwhelm in the offseason. Bookie Busters, Sam picks for tonight, all kinds of great stuff. So go and check it out, SportsMap.com. Hopefully you will enjoy it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. A man was arrested for DUI, which doesn't sound like that much, right?
Right.
Breath test, he recorded a .194. It's more than twice the legal limit, but it's not, you know, not record setting or anything like that. He was a 44-year-old man, still is a 44-year-old man. What makes it interesting is his name.
Okay.
Daniel Sober.
Maybe it's Sober.
Sober. He doesn't look like a Sober. He looks like a Sober.
Oh, man.
But, the 44-year-old was arrested, and he was charged with drunk driving and careless driving, released on his own recognizance, because I'm guessing there's not a lot of sobers out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's always a fun time when someone, like a guy whose last name is Genius, you know, dies in some stupid way.
Yeah.
Or a guy named Sober gets a DUI.
Ironic deaths.
Indeed.
Always fun.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, another name that is out there that we've talked about, Bryce Callahan, visiting the Broncos. Fangio's his former coach, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But 4 years with the Bears and 29 starts. He was.
If they get Callahan and dumped Roby off on the Texans, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a good trade for the Texans.
No, no, but it'd sure be nice if they were in on the guy.
Yep.
But... yeah, I don't know.
Hey, somebody asked me when we were talking about teams that that might get in and might not get in based on what's happening lately. One of the things I forgot to mention was that VCU lost last night, and Marcus Evans got hurt, who's their star guard, and VCU was the only team in the Atlantic 10 that was at large quality. So VCU is going to be in the tournament still, but so will the Atlantic 10 champion, which cuts one more at-large bid, which, you know, I hope it's not. I hope it's not Belmont, because I think teams like TCU and St. John's, and I mean even Alabama. Alabama should have to win another game before. I mean, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't say that they'd done enough by beating Ole Miss. I think that that's a team that the way they look down the stretch, I wouldn't be looking to put them in. But you know, I don't make the rules, and I imagine maybe if Kentucky just goes out and blows their doors off tonight, maybe people forget about them a little bit. But yeah, those are the kind of teams that I just don't see the need to take like the ninth or tenth team from one of these power leagues over a team like Belmont, who was really good all season long in the OVC.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. So the other one that I was going to do is a potential gem of the day. Do you see the guy who decided for Lent he was giving up everything but beer?
I did see that. That's a strong strategy.
Del Hall, an employee at 50 West Brewing Company in Cincinnati, it basically decided to the 17th century Bavarian monks used to do this beer specifically for a liquid only fast.
Okay.
So he began on March 6th, and just over a week, he's shed over 17 pounds, having anywhere from 2 to 5 beers a day. He began it weighing 292. He's now down to 275.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So
probably not healthy, but.
Yeah, I don't feel like this. I feel like this could end badly,
yeah,
for him. But you know, if that's
hey, but I mean, it's a good life for now.
Yeah, for however long Lent lasts, that'll be great. I can't. That's one of those things. You know, growing up Catholic, we always had to give something up. I decided to give up religion for Lent. That's what I'm doing. No more of that.
Yeah.
Oh boy. 713-780-ESPN. Getting the official announcement from the Texans on Body Calhoun. Somebody texted in earlier. Is he just a body? I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah. So we gave away the boxing glove, right?
We did.
Okay. Congratulations to whoever won that.
I think we should have waited to give away the boxing glove until we found out who won the fight and then only give it to someone who commented with the correct answer.
Yeah.
But
we needed to give it away today.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Golden Tate, did you you see he made a parody of the whole show me the money thing?
No.
It's pretty silly. But you know what? If you're a Giants fan, that's your big move is Golden Tate when you let – you traded away your best receiver.
You know what? What they did, I mean, Golden Tate, and I guess he's got to say it. He says the Giants aren't as far away as people think they are. I disagree with him completely, but at least he seems like he's ready for the challenge.
Well, that's what you got to convince yourself. Remember, this guy played for the Lions forever.
That's true.
So, I mean, I would think expectations would be, you know, I'm sure he's been through enough there that he probably gets what's going on. They got to figure out what to do with Eli. You know, are you drafting somebody? Are you going to go ahead and just tank? Are you just going to run the ball 100 times?
Yeah.
But, interesting move. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. The Tariq Hill news that broke earlier, still trying to get more details on that before we get too deep into what might happen.
Dive in.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that if it turns out completely different, you know, a day from now,
yeah,
I don't want to look stupid.
Yeah, so. But unfortunately, this is Friday, and we'll have missed the goodies on it. But I'll say this: if the accusations are legit and founded, I kind of think the guy should be out of the league.
I agree,
because
but that's a guy. He's got talent. Do you let him back in?
To me, he's in the same category as like Joe Mixon. So Joe Mixon, same thing as Tyreek Hill, messed up, and when he was in college, okay. I like the fact that these guys are still able to get a shot and have a chance to make a living. But if you are given that opportunity and you do any, I mean, you got to keep your nose so clean, in my opinion, after you do something like that.
Yeah, and especially if you're doing something that you've already done.
Yeah.
I mean,
to me, I think that's got to be the end of it.
I mean, I agree. I think people should get second chances, but
not thirds.
No. And not in this instance, because the guy had pretty serious charges before. So, J-Rap wants to know, is Saquon now in a similar situation as Barry Sanders? Is he going to get overused and burn out early?
Possibly.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, they're going to have one way of winning football games, and that's handing the ball off to him an awful lot.
Yeah.
Basically. So.
But they also may be just, we've discussed, they look into the future and building around Saquon, which means getting a new quarterback in there soon and
beef up that offensive line some more. I mean, that's another big problem. All right. Well, guess what? We are going to take a quick break. RJ Bell coming up next, so we'll talk a little gambling. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.